Thanks very much. Hi, everybody. So I'm going to talk to you today about some of the work I've been doing with our graduate researchers and their supervisors, which is designed to increase their levels of confidence and understanding of open access and support their deposit of their thesis into our institutional repository, Minerva Access. Okay, so a very, very brief setting of the scene. So University of Melbourne is or has the largest cohort of PhD and Masters by Research students in Australia. We have just under 13,000 theses in our institutional repository, and they are probably the most popular items in our repository. So although they make up less than a third of the content, they account for 70% of the downloads that we receive. Overall, our repository is doing really well currently. So year to date so far, the number of downloads has doubled compared with the same period this time last year, which is fantastic. And we also have a new open access friendly thesis deposit policy. Basically, we have mandated open access now for all of our research classified students. There is a temporary 2-year embargo available to our students under that policy. Now, that sounds all very rosy. That's one side of the coin, of course. The other side is that basically our graduate researchers and supervisors really lack the basics when it comes to understanding different issues surrounding making their work open access. So some survey and interviews that I've done with both our supervisors and grad researchers show there's a real lack of confidence when it comes to approaching these things. Sure, we have 13,000 theses in our repository, but only 30% of them are actually open access at the moment. And we have the legacy of our old policy, which was in place until 2 years ago, where we were still actually asking our students to deposit a paper copy. And if they wanted to make their work open access, it was opt-in with a 7-year embargo. So we're still kind of trying to get over the legacy of that policy. So in addition to sort of just generally not knowing where to start with these things, what sort of concerns do our students and their supervisors have? Firstly, they're concerned that people might plagiarise their work if it's open access. They're worried about how to format their work if they're doing a thesis with publication, as many students currently are, and I think probably under a lot of pressure to do so if they want to have a career in academia. They're worried about how to manage third-party copyrighted material in their thesis. But most of all, they're worried about what will happen if they go and try to publish from an open access thesis. And you can see that this really is a dominant concern. And you can see these are the reasons why students will embargo their thesis rather than make it open access immediately. You can see that prior publication concern totally dominates. So what are we doing about this? Well, firstly, we're developing a local evidence base to help our students and their supervisors make decisions. I run quarterly sessions called Public Access in Your Thesis for our students and supervisors, as well as tailored sessions for each faculty. And also, we're trying to reach the students as early as possible in their candidature, which we were not doing previously. Okay, so I'll talk very, very quickly about some of the specific things I've been doing. So shortly after the release of our new policy in 2017, I was approached by Professor Cynthia Hardy, who is a senior academic member of staff in our Faculty of Business and Economics. And she supervises a large number of PhD students. And she said to me, "Jenny, I just don't know what to tell them about this prior publication fear." So I directed Cynthia to the literature base, which has looked at this question, and Cynthia found that neither current nor appropriate for the disciplinary work that her students are doing. So we decided to basically develop our own evidence base. And so I contacted the managing editors of the Financial Times 50 journals. And I'm pleased to say that in actual fact, none of them had concerns with an open access thesis in the repository. Now, of course, as soon as I did that, we got a really good response, actually. So the associate dean in the faculty He actually released the results and promoted them to all of the academic staff, and actually, this was his advice was to ignore this as a concern when they were talking to their students. So that was a great win. But of course, then what happened is other people wanted me to gather more disciplinary specific advice for them too. And one thing that did keep coming up was book publishing. Everyone said, oh, but book publishing would be different, Jenny. If you contact the book publishers, they'll have an issue with it. So I then contacted our top 20 publishers in terms of books and book chapters that we've published over the last 5 years. And I'm pleased to say, actually, the results even have surprised me. In actual fact, most book publishers, particularly the big ones that we publish with, Springer, Cambridge University Press, Oxford, all the uni presses, really just don't have that much of a concern. Okay, another thing too that I've been doing, you know, for me it seems self-evident that an open access thesis will be accessed and used more often than a closed thesis. But of course, talking to our PhD students, they haven't thought about these things before. It's not self-evident to them. So I've done the analysis comparing the open theses in our repository with our closed theses, which are available via interlibrary loan and also via our reading room. And you can see the figures are up there, not to scale, as you can probably tell. And the other thing too is we're using a lot of case studies as well. So we do have some interesting items coming through to the repository, which are making for great teaching examples, particularly when it comes to how to and how not to manage third-party copyright in a thesis that's going to become open. Now, what do our grad researchers and supervisors have to say? Well, I'm pleased to say, having done a lot of surveying now before and after the sessions, we're finding the students are coming in with up to 70-80% of them saying, I've got no idea about open access. And they're leaving almost universally saying, I feel confident now. I feel like I can go and talk to my supervisor. I feel like, you know, I know where to go. I know what the next steps are here. So that's been really good. There are, of course, challenges, though. Just going back to that figure at the start of the presentation, we do have almost 5,000 graduate research students, and they're spread across 10 faculties, 7 campuses. It's incredibly challenging to get to all of them. And I think I've almost run out of time. It's also very difficult to assess the impact of training, particularly when you've got some students whose candidature might run for 8, 9, 10 years. And future plans, doing more impact and engagement analysis, but more qualitative analysis to complement our download advantage stats, tracking the outcomes of our graduate researchers attending the training, and also I'd really love it if some more publishers would just put a public statement up on their website saying they don't have a problem with prior publication. Save me a lot of time. That's it, done.